Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's terrible what's happening right now. We're at about 23, 24,000 on that border. But I guess the moral of that story is that things do recover.
I was going to say, 11 years ago, that was the start of something good.
I told my son, who is a wage earner and is paying taxes, if you do that dollar cost averaging, this is a good moment for you, Mr. 30 years old. Now, if you're Mr. 60 or 70 years old, you don't want to be liquidating your assets if you can all avoid it. My hope is, I'm not an expert on this, that the market will recover in ways that this will just be a paper loss. You know that, but it's still no fun to watch. And then there's a bunch of legal questions, too. So let's just get a few answers here. Rich Lenkoff's in our studio, the attorney at Bryce Downey & Lenkoff. He's the co-host of Legal Face-Off. Okay, so can you answer a few questions for me about some of the business and legal implications here?
That's why I'm here, sir.
What about if I don't feel well? I want to self-quarantine. Everybody's saying, if you don't feel well, don't go to work. But what if I'm an hourly employee? Now I don't get money. I'm not working. Are companies under any legal obligation to pay people that do that?
The answer is currently no. There is some legislation right now in the Congress that would mandate 14 days at least of paid sick leave for employees who are either quarantined or forced to miss work as a result of things like this virus. But currently, employers don't have a legal duty to pay you if you're off work. Of course, there's protections afforded by things like the FMLA and the ADA. But the answer to your question is no.
Are people able to sue these cruise ships, these hotels, these places that they get the virus?
Absolutely. So as we've talked about on your show extensively, in this country especially, anyone can sue anyone for anything. The question becomes whether that will be a successful lawsuit. There's certainly liability, especially for cruise ships. They may have delayed in their efforts to avoid things like this virus.
I guess so. You know, my sympathies weirdly go both ways, Rich. Maybe that doesn't surprise you, but the cruise lines don't want this any more than the people on those dang boats. This is going to cost them billions of dollars, but people want to go on trips. They sign up, they get on the boat. Those cruise lines do everything they can to make those ships clean. It happens. It's not their fault, but maybe it's their liability.
Absolutely. There's a basic concept in tort that if you have notice of something and could have done something to avoid it, it doesn't matter if you're not responsible for it. The notice is in and of itself enough. So in addition to cruise ships, you'll see lawsuits against the nursing home in Seattle, for sure. You'll see lawsuits against restaurants, even employers who, it will be argued, did not act quickly enough to safeguard employees and guests against this virus.
What about business interruption? People have insurance for that, right? So when the houseware convention doesn't come to Chicago, cost the association $77 million, or rather probably cost McCormick Place $77 million in the city, because that's the number they gave us. Insurance pays for that? Is there litigation about this?
You will see litigation spread on that issue almost as quickly as the virus. It's unclear currently whether business interruption insurance adequately covers things like the coronavirus. Typically, business interruption insurance covers things like natural disasters. They have force majeure clauses, which may or may not qualify in this case. Force majeure typically is for things like natural disasters, things that are unforeseen that may interrupt your business. So, of course, insurance companies are going to argue that this was not contemplated by the typical business interruption policy, and that will, to your point, be subject to lawsuits for many years.
I'm sorry, force majeure means if there's a hurricane or tornado and my business shuts down, that's a major force that I could not anticipate, and insurance compensates me, right?
Act of God, force majeure, things like, as you said, hurricanes, tornadoes.
How is this not one of those?
Well, that's a unlitigated question. We don't know. It will be argued that if the contract has a force majeure provision, then this qualifies. But typically force majeure is for things like natural disasters. Whether this is, you know, one, we don't know. It hasn't been litigated before.
Have we had something like this before? I guess you just answered that.
Yeah, there was lawsuits in the wake of the SARS scare back, you know, a few years ago, but not to this extent. And this is really, you know, sort of a new issue for a lot of insurers.
Elif just handed me a note from the City of Chicago. Paid sick leave policy. Key provisions of the policy include the following. Employees must accrue 1 hour of sick leave for every 40 hours worked, up to 40 in a 12-month period. I guess so critical to this is if you have not accrued enough sick leave days based on the amount of work you've done, you don't qualify. I would suggest the city or county should amend that today.
Yeah, individual employers are going to have different policies with regards to paid sick leave. But, of course, in the wake of all this, those will be changed. There'll be legislation, possibly litigation. But, you know, obviously employers are going to feel, especially larger employers, are going to feel pressure to pay employees. It's a small amount of investment to do the right thing.
Yeah, well, right thing, schmite thing. Do they have to do that? And you said a moment ago, currently they do not.
Correct. Currently they do not, but there is some legislation that was introduced by, I think, Patty Murray out of Washington that may change those things if passed.
Mandatory quarantines. Is that legal? Can you hold me against my will?
Yeah, it's a great question. The short answer is yes, you can. There are vast powers both at the federal level and state level that allow the government to quarantine you against your will. This has been legislated and gone through the courts, litigated through the courts for many years, dating back to cases. I found cases from the late 1800s that state specifically that the government has the power to do that. The obvious reason is, when contrasted with your individual civil liberties, the danger, you know, posed by things like this virus outweigh your individual rights. So there will possibly be some litigation, but the short answer is this has been litigated and it's been found to be legal.
Do you know who pays for that then? Say I'm forced to stay on the boat or in the hotel. Who picks up the tab on that?
Yeah, currently, you know, obviously those hotels or cruises are picking up the tab. If there are, you know, larger quarantines and, you know, it gets larger, you would think the federal government would step in. There has been talk, obviously, of the federal government having to bail out a lot of companies if this goes on for much longer, given all of the conventions that you mentioned are being canceled and given the economic impact it'll have. So inevitably, to answer your question, the federal government will step in and cover some of that cost.
Kathy had a question. Kathy, you're on WGN. What can we do for you? Hi.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. Should I be worried? I have the bulk of my retirement in annuities with a major insurance company, which, of course, are not FDIC insured. Should I be worried that these big insurance companies could be in danger of going out of business with all the liabilities?
I haven't seen how that sector or that group of stocks are doing necessarily. Have you?
I don't know.
That's not your specialty, nor mine. But I think it's a click away. I'll tell you what, I'm going to look into that and come back with what we find after 10 o'clock. Kathy, keep listening. I still think that, and I'm not, this is not me being Pollyanna-ish. I think we all know it will recover from this as sure as the virus will in time dissipate. Might not be this month or next, but I do think we will recover from this. Rich, you're going to post another podcast with answers to questions like this?
Yeah, we're taping today. Later on today at WGN, we'll be talking about these issues. Also, workers' compensation liability. There's a lawsuit, a federal class action lawsuit against Purell for allegedly misstating the effectiveness of their product against bacteria. We'll be talking to Bob Fioretti. We'll be talking to Gloria Allred about the Weinstein trial and a lot of other issues on Legal Face-Off today.
It's an amazing podcast. Rich Lenkoff is the attorney at Bryce Downey & Lenkoff. He's the co-host of Legal Face-Off, Coronavirus and Business Issues. Later today, you can catch that podcast called Legal Face-Off. Wherever you get them, we post it at WGN as well. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, John.